Martin White's on the line in Ennis. Martin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you?
I'm well, and thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning. Would you mind telling me about your father-in-law, please?
My father-in-law is 100 years of age in July, this July coming. And he hasn't got his vaccine yet, and he hadn't been offered his vaccine either. And he has been to his doctor, Dr. Collins, but Dr. Collins can't come down and administrate it. So Joe's daughter, Amanda's looking out, and Joseph Pinini, his daughter Nicole, rang the HSC, or Nicola, rang the HSC Sunday, and waiting 20 minutes to get on. And when they got on, the HSC said, "It's out of our hands, we've nothing got to do with it, it's the ambulance crowd now." Now, this man would gladly go down to any hospital or any doctor, Gavin, but the man is kind. He has to be taken out of bed in a hoist and a lift. He's 100 years of age, like, and only his carers come in, which are very good to him.
Yes, I understand.
And he has no vaccine. And he's seven children. None of them have seen him since December. And they're a very close-knit family. Very, very close.
So this is very upsetting.
Very upsetting for his children anyway, and for his grandchildren, because they all visit Joe. Joe is 100 years old, but he has the brain of a 60-year-old man. That's how active this man is. His brain is very active. Mm. It was always an open house for music, song, and dance. And his wife passed away there 3 years ago, like, you know, and she was his backbone. Now his son is looking after Joe, like, out after his father. It's a fantastic tale. You see very few 100-year-old men or women being looked after at home. And it didn't an awful lot to ask from the HSC or anyone else to give this man the vaccine. We all have to wait in rotation, and we all do. But being 100 years of age, Gavin, his family here would love to see their father again. They haven't seen him in 4 months, none of them.
And now, just to be clear, so because Joe is, I suppose, housebound might be the term that we would use, and been unable to travel, the National Ambulance Service, for people in his situation, they come and they administer the vaccine. But you have no idea at all when that'll happen. You've been given no clarity.
No clarity whatsoever. Like, you know, this man, you know, he just wanted to meet people too. That's what his life was, meeting people and love people coming into the house. And that's just a great storyteller. Unbelievable.
Yes. And everybody obviously yearning for the vaccine, but it must be very upsetting, Martin, for you and for his family to see, for example, people in their 60s getting the vaccine and the programme pushing on, and yet somebody so near and dear to you feeling left behind.
Yeah, you know, it's not for me so much as my as his family, like his immediate family. He has his daughter there, Margaret, Eileen, and Maureen, like, and his three sons here in Ireland, John and Joe, and he's another son in England. They can't come home here with the pandemic, and they're all very close. And it's very upsetting for them that they can't see their father, all because no one can go in to see him if the man hadn't got a vaccine.
Yeah.
It's very upsetting for any family, Gavin, matter who it is, let them be in hospital or outside the hospital. He has a son there that looks after him, and his wife, Debbie. You know, they're fantastic to him. You wouldn't get the care anywhere. You wouldn't get in a hotel the care he gets from them. But it's no good if the man can't get the vaccine.
Do you mind me asking, is he upset about this?
Of course he was, because he's a very active in his mind and his brain. Like, he has, as I say, Gavin, he has the brain of a 60-year-old man. You just love to sit down with him and talk. Anytime I go up, I sit down to him. The last time I went up to him there, it must be 6 months ago, I was over talking to him for 2 hours, and he said to me, "Martin, do you know something? I remember," he said, "when they bombed Pearl Harbor in December." Do you know the mind of him?
Yes.
And I asked him, "Why do you remember that?" He said, "Because I had brothers and sisters there," he said, "and I was very worried." He had a brother in America, a guard, a policeman. Do you know, he's a very active brain. Oh, the man has a great, serious brain. You could talk about anything to him. He's so intelligent.
And yet, here he is, unable to live his life and unable to meet with his family in the way that you'd wish. Let's just go back there. You said that his family have been speaking with Joe's GP and also with the HSE, but clearly getting nowhere, Martin.
Well, you see, you can't blame the doctor, because you know yourself with this vaccine, you can't shift it. I know the doctor can't come down and administrate it, like, you know, but the ambulance crew can. You know, if they got it done to him, we say, within the next couple of days, it'd be fantastic. We're not blaming the ambulance crew here for anything, Gavin. They're doing a fantastic job all over this country. And the rollout of the vaccine is getting there now. Everyone will get it eventually. Like, there's no one at fault here. Like, we would just like to see this man get his vaccine,
of course,
too.
But what was said when you rang the HSE? Did they give you any comfort?
They actually said to the young girl, Joe's daughter, "It's out of our hands now. It's up to the ambulance crowd." Now, you know, fair play if it's up to the ambulance call. I could not see the ambulance call but going up and giving him the vaccine if they could.
Yes.
But that's all I'm saying to the HSC, it's out of their hands. That's what they said, Kevin.
Very frustrating.
So it is the only one that can give it to him, so is the ambulance crowd, I presume, because the doctor can't come down and administer it because you can't move the vaccine, as far as I understand.
It's the National Ambulance Service, because they will go to the homes of people who are housebound and they'll administer the vaccine there. So that's what that isn't unusual. But we know that has happened for some people in Clare already. It was being rolled out regionally. Do you fear that Joe has been left off a list or something?
Oh, definitely. Without a shadow of a doubt. Like I mentioned, since this vaccine has been rolled out, it's very hard to stand back and listen and see a 100-year-old man not getting the vaccine. I meant to say the number one priority was we'll vaccinate the elderly first and we'll give them the go-ahead, try and save them from dying in hospitals and nursing homes and everywhere else, which they did. They've done a fantastic job. But you also have to protect the people, Gavin, that's living at home too with other people and giving them some concept of life that they can let someone come in and talk to them and see them, not seeing the same people every day.
Yeah. No, I understand completely, and I don't think anybody would dispute or disagree with anything that you've just said just there, Martin. So in effect, this is a plea to the health authorities to please look after somebody you care about very much.
Yes, it'd be nice for someone to look after someone who other people are looking after for them. It isn't a big job to give the man the vaccine anyway. It's not 150 miles away, Gavin. Like, it's only up the road in any hospital and very near him.
We've been on to the HSC. We haven't got a response as of yet, but we will keep our listeners and you as well up to date, Martin, as and when that comes. And I hope that when the response does come, that it's good news. I'm sorry to hear that this is happening, but I hope that the end might be in sight. And I thank you very much for making contact with us in the programme.
Thank you very much, Gavin, for listening. And thanks for putting it out there.
No problem at all.
Appreciate it very much.
So I hope we can help.
Thank you.
I hope we can help. Bye-bye. Martin White there, his 99-year-old, soon-to-be 100-year-old father-in-law, Joe Keneally, still waiting for this COVID jab. As I say, we have been onto the HSE and we look forward to a response.